Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Going hot.
Hey, welcome back to The Good Life. Congratulations to Joyce Gassemeyer. They win a lot, and that's good because they're listening every week. Lana Coop also, I think she's won in the past. We give away something just nearly every week, and I'm glad you called in. And folks, listen, go to goodlifeguy.com, learn about Miss Thomas's book, and she's donating her share of the money that she gets, her royalties for the book sales, to a great cause. And it really is a cool book. And I guarantee you, most of her friends that have a collection of cookbook don't have one like this. So great Christmas shopping idea. Now, I'm down at Table Rock Lake with some great friends. Get closer here. Come on now. We got one mic and three glasses. And we're going to taste some wine. Jean-Ann Hample, welcome to Good Life.
Thank you very much, Guy.
And my good brother, Brett Houchin.
Thank you, Guy.
And we just poured, there's a big stack of this wine in the middle of the aisle at Jacob Liquor Exchange. And it's from Chile. And you know, Chile has been making a lot of great stuff. It's called Viejo Feo, V-I-E-J-O-F-E-O. And essentially what that means is ugly old man. Okay. And there's a picture, a pencil drawing of an ugly old man on the front. But I digress. We don't care about the ugly old man. We care what's in the bottle. And we were talking about an article that just came out about this San Francisco-based group of three boys, the smart guys, chemists, that are making wine without grapes. They're chemically reconstructing wines out of grain alcohol and spirits and water, and then adding chemicals. I'm not interested. These wines are made in Chile. So far, we just opened the Sauvignon Blanc. It's a 2016, and Jean-Ann, you and I both have similar nose desires and likes. Tell me what you smelled here.
I kind of got a gooseberry, little bit of a grapefruit nose, and it smells really refreshing.
Yeah, well, it's typical Sauvignon Blanc, but then when I put it in my mouth, it's a little unique. There's some herbaceousness, and it's real soft, a little bit of a short finish, but what do you think, Brent? Yay or nay?
I like it. It's very clean, crisp, a little grapefruity.
I think you know, like with the shrimp that we had last night, instead of with cocktail sauce with horseradish, if you made like an aioli, like a mayonnaise with ranch dressing, or a softer or more subtle dipping sauce, or no dipping sauce at all. Stir-fried shrimp off the grill.
Mm.
This is a lovely Sauvignon Blanc, and I'll tell you what, Beth may not get to try any of this when she gets home today. So we have three wines. These are the three that are available at Jacob Liquor Exchange. Again, the name is Viejo Feo, F-E-O, and it's a cute name for ugly old man. So now we're going to pour. This is the 2016 Carmenere. I went to the website of this producer, and there wasn't a whole lot of information. I gave you that little bit so you can get rid of the Sauvignon Blanc smell, since we're using just one glass. I just used my lips as a dump bucket. Thanks for cleaning up after me. If you haven't had Carmenere lately, I think the evolution of Carmenere, this bottle's leak. I'm not usually that messy pouring, but Carmenere from Chile was the red grape. But back in the beginnings, they called it Merlot because they thought it was Merlot. And the leaf structure of Merlot and Carmenere are very similar. So remember, red wine from Chile was Merlot. That is our grape. We make the best Merlot. Then they discovered, science proved that, no, everything you've been calling Merlot is Carmenere. Well, in the early days, musty, weedy, herbaceous, not necessarily unpleasantly, but different. And I think that they've improved. And what you know, there's some earth here.
Smoked meat.
Smoked, yeah, earthy. Smoked meat. that, you know, forest floor is used to describe that. So think of damp leaves and black dirt, and those are pretty typical Carmenere descriptors. And then if you take a long, slow inhalation, the back end is where you get some of that dark fruit and I hum while I'm holding this wine in my mouth. You should do that. Wine should never be, the first sip of wine should never be swallowed for, unless you hold it for about 3 or 4 seconds minimum. Soft tannins, fruit forward. You know, it's not real mouth drying. This would be a great wine with simple stuff, burgers, black bean sirloin chili, not too spicy, a little harissa and that kind of stuff. I like this wine a lot. I wish we should have opened this last night. We're speaking of a label that has three different wines, Viejo Feo. It's right in the middle of the main aisle when you walk into Jacob's, and there's a whole big stack of it. And the best part is $10, okay? And you could probably buy this by the case or on Wine Day Tuesday and make it more like $8. And this is a lot of juice for the money. Let's go to the cab.
Very tasty. I'd buy that.
The Carmenere is nice. Look at this dark, intense color. Let's see if I can do this without hosing the whole floor. color is one of those things that can be manipulated somewhat, but the reality of it is it comes from skin contact, and there's nothing other than a little bit of time required. But look at the beautiful dark purple. And it smells completely different than the Carmenere,
really,
which
does.
We would hope. Vanilla, coconut, toasted oak, but light. The oak is very subtle.
I get the toasty. Smell the toasty in it. Smell toasty.
Oh, yeah. It's noon, and we've just finished tasting three great wines. I think this cab is splendid. Under $10 bill. Let me see your teeth. Oh, yeah, that's intense. Do that again. our tongues are deep purple, and we've just had sips of red wine. These are great wines, and I'll tell you, there's never been a better time to be a wine enthusiast. If you're new to the wine tasting business, the wine drinking business, finally, welcome aboard. If you're an old hat and you want to spend $150 on a bottle of wine or $600 on a bottle of wine, have at it. If it makes you happy, do it. But if you can find something for less than $20, less than $30 that you really like, and then you find this for less than $10, I just love it. It's just such a great thing. And like I said, there's never been a better time for wine drinking. What do you think? Would you, Brent, would you be excited to buy a wine that is manufactured in the lab in San Francisco with these guys?
I don't think I would.
You know, they say that a taster sitting side by side with a real wine made from grapes and one that they've produced can't tell the difference. Well, I continued reading further down in that article, and the gal that was there that had wine knowledge said you absolutely could tell a difference, and it wasn't her cup of tea. The first white wine they made that was supposed to be a dry style Chardonnay kind of a white wine came out, and they said, no, we're going to call it a Moscato likable wine. Because it was a little sweet, and it had a little effervescence, and I don't know. I just think that we're at a point in time here where grapes are expensive, the production process uses a good bit of water, sustainability, let's go green. But we're also in that stage of let's go natural.
We want earth in it. We want some earth of God's earth in our wine. Grapes.
Grapes. I vote grapes. And don't forget, you can make wine out of anything. I mean, look, rhubarb wine, dandelion wine. You need water, a liquid source. You need sugar and yeast. And then whatever you get that from or whatever you put into it would be then the flavoring element. So you could take dog poop and put water and yeast and sugar in it, and you would make a flavored alcoholic beverage. And that would really be then dog poop wine. And frankly, I just don't see that happening. Fruit wine I love. There's some great wine being made in Kansas out of different fruits. And I think that if you can't get good grapes, you should use the fruit that grow there, you know, peach wine and apple wine and tomato wine. Dr. Bob Husted, great stuff. It's so great to be down here on Table Rock Lake. I hope you're having as much fun this weekend as I am with my friends down here. And more importantly, I hope that you go to Jacob Liquor Exchange, buy a bottle of Viejo Feo, and tell them you heard about it on The Good Life. If you don't like it, call me. I'll give you your money back, but you got to give me the leftover wine. I'll be your dump bucket. I don't think you'd be disappointed. Out of all three, Brent Houchin, what was your favorite?
Probably the cab.
Cab. And Jean Ann Hempel?
The cab, for sure.
I like the cab a lot, but I'm going to go with the Sauvignon Blanc. The Sauvignon Blanc is just unique enough and a slightly different. Still Sauvignon Blanc, you'd be able to pick it out of a lineup. All three wines are great. It's Viejo Feo. You'll learn more at goodlifeguy.com, and I'll see you here next Saturday on KNSS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.